I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. It is a Thursday. Hartman, Carter, Cook, News Talk 830W. CCO. Adam sent me a text just before the show wanting me to tell all of you that I love you. Adam, we have addressed Corey's finale a couple times, but on days you've been cheating on us. Corey doesn't love a single one of you, unless his family is listening. Do you agree with that sentiment, Mr. Carter? That Corey may like you, may wish you well, may wish you happiness and success, but love, no, he doesn't love a single listener out there.
Well, I think that you just nailed it. I think it's single when you say... Does like individual listeners? No,
but Fred,
but the listeners as a concept. Yes, I do believe he loves the listeners as a concept.
Do you love the listeners as a concept? And only an accurate answer is allowed, or else
love
you're zapped.
Love is a strong word.
You don't.
It's depending on the day. I may love them. I may hate them. I may appreciate them. I may not.
Yes.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. It's too broad, right, to say, you know, I know all three of us thank people for listening, mean that 1,000%, as they say all the time, whether it's in town right now on the air, the hundreds of thousands of podcasts, people obviously listen to us through podcasts frequently, wccradio.com/chat. Again, wccradio.com/chat. So we appreciate that you listen. We appreciate that you text. Some of them are funny, insightful. Some of them are bizarre and ill-informed. But guess what? It's a part of the territory. And as we say all the time on the show, we respond to your texts. Okay, we respond. I'll respond. Adam respond. Dan, not as much. But we definitely will respond. What do we have for you at the start? Let's talk Olympics. The Olympics began a couple days ago. Let's go 0 to 10. 0 to 10, our interest in the Olympics this year, and also how different is it compared to other Olympic years? So I want the audience to chime in also. Why do you care so little about the Olympics? Why do you care so much? Because I'll be clear, I don't care that much. I normally don't care that much, and I enjoy a lot of sports. I will watch more for show purposes than I will because I'm mesmerized. As I've said many times before, if there's a compelling story from a guy from Moscow compared to some guy who's from Burnsville, and the story is so mesmerizing for the Moscovite, I'm on Team Moscow. I don't feel like I'm an awful person in the equestrian, if I've decided the Russian has overcome something, is a compelling story, is interesting, because it's not a war. It's just, I'm not showing my allegiance. I'm not a kid commie, like Carter's probably going to call me. So my normal interest is a two, and it's the same thing. I'll watch some swimming. I'll watch some gymnastics. I'll watch some track and field. I'll watch some hoops, and I'll be drawn to other stories. But 0 to 10, I'm a 2, and I'm normally a 2. Adam Carter, Olympic interest now compared to other times.
Yeah, probably 5.5, 5.5. Just because there's some, there's a girl, one of the gymnasts went to South St. Paul High School. So there's, I'd like to see, you know, she's very talented and want to see how she does. You know, I'd like I said, and normally at the start I'm pretty low, but once they get started, I get into it and my interest level grows. We'll see this year with the strange circumstances.
Yeah.
But that's a fair assessment, I think.
Okay. All right. So you're going to be the highest on this show because let's bring in a man who borderline hates the Olympics, Dan Cook.
I couldn't care less if the Muscovite equestrian competitor has a sister who's been through some stuff in her life and isn't that a great stuff. I don't care. I don't care. Just how good are you at riding the horse, or how good are you at the water polo, whatever it is. That's the only thing I care about.
We'll bring that up again when there's some baseball player who's overcome something and you're frothing over this.
If you find that, you go ahead and call me out on it, but you're not going to find it. So the problem is where I would normally be fairly low, I'm even lower this year because I don't think these should be happening. I cringe anytime we start, you know, watching Olympic highlights at this point or anything like that, because I'm just crossing my fingers going, you know, I hope nobody gets like super sick and dies from this thing, because, you know, the rates in Tokyo are off the charts. It's a complete mess over there. People shouldn't be there. We shouldn't be having these Olympics. So my interest level is even lower than it usually would be.
Okay. I want to hear from people. Where are you? So you're a 0.5. Is that where you're at?
Sure. That'll work.
0.5 for Cook, 2 for me, and then Mr. Olympian himself, Rafer Johnson, Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, Simone Biles, Adam Carter is on our show the highest, and he's a 5. Where are you at on Olympic interest? You've heard from us. You tell me. Through a good phone call or a text. Text is easier, but if you want to elaborate and it stands out, we'd love to hear from you. 651-989-9226. Your feedback on that and all the issues they're facing. Let's talk about that when we come back on the home of the Twins. Oh, goody. WCCO. Talking about the Olympics, we're going to get to the economy with our economic guru, Brian Belsky, Winona's own BMO Capital Markets, on the up and down nature of the market this week. Dan, for 105, I'd like to play a couple of our new sound bites for Adam Carter.
Okay.
So have those lined up. Are you cheating on us again tomorrow? Are you back on the morning show tomorrow?
No, I'm here.
Fantastic. Let's go to a caller here quick on the Olympics. Ron is calling in. Ron, go ahead. You're on WCCO, sir.
Hello, guys. How are you?
We're well.
Good. My comment is that on a scale of 1 to 10, I am normally a 15 to a 20 on the Olympics. I look forward to it. I think the tournament is fantastic. All these amazing athletes, what they do, I try to watch as many hours as I can that's possibly available. However, for this year, though, I'm thinking I'm down to either between a 0 and 2 because mostly because of the pandemic. I think it's put a very, you know, sad damper to the games, and the games probably should not even been played this year. I understand the athletes, what they have to go through, the amazing training and the time frame, but with the pandemic, I think the game should have been maybe held out one more year. And plus, given the time difference, you know, they're, you know, 12, 14 hours away, trying to watch matches at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. become very, very difficult.
One more thing. Are you okay that Adam likes that you listen, but that he doesn't love you?
That is perfectly okay. I totally understand that.
Thank you. Okay, now on the time delay and that debate, which is taking place forever, Peacock, if you're paying for the Peacock, Carter, they are showing, streaming significantly more events. Excuse me, live. You willing to pay the, I don't know, $5, $7, whatever it is for the Peacock to try to watch some events live? Are you fine knowing the results and still watching it?
I'm fine knowing the results and still watching. I would not. We have Peacock, but not for that reason. We didn't get it to have the wall-to-wall Olympics coverage. But I wouldn't, if we didn't have it, I wouldn't buy it to get wall-to-wall Olympics coverage.
Why did you get the Peacock?
I don't even know, to be honest with you.
More text here. I love the Olympics. We're having friends over tomorrow night for sushi and ramen to watch the opening ceremonies. Where do you stand? I think we've all acknowledged I like sushi. You like sushi. There's no chance Dan likes sushi. How about ramen, Carter?
I love ramen.
I do too. I need to eat more ramen in my life. We need to get back to living, and that includes the Olympics. Yes, we should be having them. So on that point that our caller raised, I'll admit I've been conflicted on this. Dan's more clear-cut. I'm conflicted because the rates are increasing in Tokyo day by day. Nobody can watch. Restrictions on where people can go. Certainly, we watched sports last year, Adam and Dan, with no attendance, and it was different. I still watched some of them actually better. Seems like the Olympics of all the events needs fans. It adds to it. People flying across the globe. The dilemma is if you push it off again, and now it's 3 years late, Adam, you are saying to certain Olympians, and now we're getting to a significant percentage, your window's passed, you're out. It's not. It's going to happen at some point, but somebody's just going to be better than you because you've aged out of it or your body doesn't allow you. So where do you stand on the definitive or conflicted on whether the Olympics should take place this year?
I said before that these athletes should be given a shot since they trained, but the more I think about it, you know, Dan is right. It's you either want people to be healthy and not get sick and die, or you don't. And there's been, it's just like the people who've had awful things, you know, be canceled because in the last year and a half,
it's a long list.
Sucks, of course.
Yep.
But sometimes, you know, Mother Nature and viruses that we can't control prove just that sometimes we're not in control. And we're a people, we're a society that likes to control as much as we possibly can. We've got more opportunities to control things than we've ever had before. So in these rare instances when we truly can't control something, the frustration boils over, and I understand that, but still, we're not in control.
Why isn't it Father Nature?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Dan, any idea why it's not Father Nature?
Honestly, we go back to, you know, the ancient religions, Greek gods and goddesses. The earth has always been designated as female anytime you're talking about like I said, you know, ancient mythology and stuff like that, I think. So Mother Nature just, you know, spins out of that.
More text here. I won't cringe as much watching the Olympics as I did watching what took place in Milwaukee two nights ago. So where do we stand on the Deer District? They had it set up for up to 65,000 people. Hammer was one of them. Obviously, there was no social distancing taking place at all. We have no clue who was vaccinated and wasn't vaccinated. It showed you how sports can bring communities, states, countries together. The Olympics is a part of it. It wasn't COVID safe at all. What was Van Gundy's line? Something along, Dr. Fauci's at home cringing. I will admit, I was enjoying their enjoyment as much as I probably should have been saying, you really shouldn't be doing that for health purposes. Where did you guys stand on that?
Yeah, I mean, who's going to control that?
You're not. You're either going to have the event and not control it, or
You can control in this way. You don't set up the Deer District.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you either have it or you don't.
Yep. I mean, but how? Again, at that event, if people would get vaccinated, more people, but you look at the age of that crowd, and that's the age group that roughly 50% are vaccinated, most of them. So I'm sure there was plenty of unvaccinated people in that crowd, yeah. But at a certain point, you're going to celebrate your team, and I'm okay with that.
And although you did just say, sometimes we have to say we're not in control, and we have to cancel things and just accept it. Now, they were within the arena, packed, Dan. 19,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little more space there than, I don't know if they ever were able to get to 65,000. I'm waiting for Melvin Tennant to chime in and say it was 500 million. So what, if you're the Milwaukee mayor and you're seeing this, you probably, for political pressure, yeah. don't want to be the one pushing back at it.
Right, exactly.
Because you're playing to the crowd also. But if you're not playing any politics at all, would you try to stop that?
I'd want to know what the vaccination rate was around, you know, that county to begin with, even though I know you're drawing people from outside of there. Plus, you know, at least the Deer District thing's outside, which we know provides another added little level of protection for sure. I would also want to draw a pretty big distinction between people coming together in Milwaukee to celebrate the Bucks and people coming together from around the world, where there's a bunch of countries that don't have anywhere near the vaccination rate that the United States does.
Adam, and then sounds like Dan is saying in America, we know how to do it, and the rest of the country, you're failures.
No, in America, we have a ton of money and have created the vaccine and hoarded it to a point where we're trying to make sure we can vaccinate as many people as possible. There are countries who aren't as economically privileged as we are that haven't had even remote access to the vaccine yet. And you have people, again, traveling from all over the world to get to Tokyo, and then where Tokyo is a hotspot, leaving Tokyo and bringing God knows what back to countries that aren't as vaccinated as we are.
Texter suggested it was a very big, handsome crowd. Very big, Chad. I think we would add, if you've paid attention to the audio that was released today from the former president, loving crowd. The guards were just letting them in. How about that one? Check out that video from January 6th. Guards, come on in. Now, were some of them walking them out? Yeah. I didn't see a lot of that last summer either. Texter, COVID's not that serious. There's a risk to everything in life, including driving a car. Oh. Yeah, that's why life expectancy plummeted last year. Plummeted. How? Those texts who say, COVID really didn't change that much. Yeah, say that to the 610,000 who are dead in this country. Say that to the millions who are sick. Say that to a friend of mine who's 39 and just spent a month in a hospital and lost 50 pounds. Say that to the 4 million who've died across the globe. It's just not that big a deal, Adam. I don't know why you keep talking about it. It's just not that big a deal. Speaking of a hot spot, we mentioned this the other day. Hottest games on record, heat and humidity will be oppressive. Warnings on when events can and should take place. The first time the Olympics were in Tokyo in 1964, no, I wasn't born then, so pipe down. They moved.
No, you were born in 1864.
Yes. Yeah. They moved the Olympics to the autumn. Carter, why wasn't that an automatic? I mean, you couldn't completely precisely predict when the COVID rates would be high. But you have a pretty good idea if you're in Tokyo and you're studying this, that this is a very hot and humid time traditionally for the country. And it gives you a better chance if you have the Olympics in October. And we've moved the Summer Olympics to the fall multiple times before.
Yeah, is that still controlled by networks covering it and dollars associated with that? That's saying, look, we need this for our summer book.
Probably plays a big part, Dan. I mean,
sure.
Who runs this whole thing? In some order, NBC, IOC, and the outlet in Tokyo that spent billions of dollars and they want some of their money back.
Yeah, cash is king when it comes to trying to schedule this stuff, right? And NBC for sure doesn't want it leaking into NFL coverage by any stretch of the imagination.
How about the creative director from the Olympics, who was recently dismissed when they discovered an old Holocaust joke?
And how did they just find this now? Right, it was like 98 that the joke was made, right?
It was.
Nobody bothered to look?
At some point today, do you want to break out some of your old Holocaust jokes for us, and we'll determine if they're okay or not?
No, I went back in my Twitter feed and made sure I deleted all those.
I think that's appropriate. This last text, the way Adam utilizes dead air is just riveting. LOL.
Paul Harvey-like. Remember Paul Harvey used to do that? Have you hanging on every word.
Page two.
Good day.
Good day. What a run for Paul Harvey, too. Now, you have excellent pipes. You don't have Paul Harvey pipes.
No, Paul had a very distinctive voice. I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I guess when I think of Paul Harvey, I don't think of a big booming voice, but a very distinctive voice.
Yeah, but more distinctive. I guess that's fair. Brian Belsky, BMO, Capital Markets, on the market. This week has been a yo-yo. Jobless numbers surprising today. Inflation concerns, the Delta variant, what it did the market. Belsky's always good radio. Minnesota's own is moments away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.